Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. So if you've been looking for a love at first sight, it's closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive. Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Super special.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
It's time for Bachelor headlines. We got some headlines this week coming through. The first one is, you know, it's not written here, but it is something we care about because of the Almost Famous OG podcast. Ryan Sutter, Trista Sutter's husband, posted something on Instagram this week that made us think that, well, Trista's been gone. He pretty much says it. We don't know where she's at. Ashley, I would love for you to describe this post because it is a big headline and it made headlines with people's curiosity of where is Trista Sutter?
I don't think of Ryan as one for clickbait, but
I don't think he meant it. I don't think he meant it to be clickbait.
I have to read it. It's so dramatic. I know you wish you were here for Mother's Day. We wish you were too. But sometimes being a mom means letting go of their hands, granting independence, and stimulating their courageous spirit. Sometimes it's necessary to exemplify the characteristics you preach and to do rather than to say. Sometimes it takes being uncomfortable and scared to show them that it's okay to be uncomfortable and scared. Sometimes you have to go away so that they know you'll come back, that your love is not limited by distance or difficulty or time. I'm sorry, I'm laughing a little bit because it is very dramatic. Sometimes you have to do what you sometimes have to do. We're proud of you, Mama Pajama, for everything that you do for us near or far. And then there's another post. There was two posts. He says, Mother's Day or the day before. They say that absence makes the heart grow fonder. I can think of only a handful of days I have not, at minimum, spoken to this incredible woman. It's a picture of her. She is the love of my life and my best friend. I cannot imagine loving her any more or any more fondly. But I guess we're going to find out. Miss her already.
Goodness gracious. So we don't know where Trista's at in the world. It doesn't sound like there's anything.
She's responding to our text, though, guys.
Yeah. So she's like around. We just don't know doing what. We'll try to find out. We'll give you updates as we do. And then once we do, we'll bring Trista on to do the interview. There's no trouble in paradise. It just sounds like she's gone doing something fun. Who knows?
The comments are like, why did you have to be so cryptic? What's going on here? I'm concerned. Why so dramatic? What's the problem?
Yeah, it's wild. All right. So on to the headlines that we do have listed here. Bachelorette Hannah Brown details her reunion with ex Tyler Cameron. Also, she answers the question if Tyler Cameron is invited to her wedding. Ashley, what's going on? What'd she say? And is he invited to the wedding?
Well, she says that he's not necessarily invited or not because she has not come up with a guest list yet. It's a good way of answering the question.
Yeah,
what an answer. And as far as what this article is about, it's basically saying that what she said, opportunity for them to address some unresolved feelings. And the potential of moving forward as friends. And then the question of friends is like, okay, well, how much friends are you going to be? Are you going to invite him to the wedding? And she says, no one has gotten an invite yet because we don't have a list.
It'll be interesting to see. I don't know why he'd be invited. I mean, especially if they've spent the last few years not being like super close.
That would be weird. I doubt that.
Yeah, it would be odd. Emily Ferguson Carlson celebrates Mother's Day. Life has been more meaning now. That is the quote.
On Bachelor Nation, they had a Mother's Day article about Emily. Her son just celebrated 1 year. He's a year old, and she is now a new aunt as of 2 weeks ago with Haley giving birth. And she says, being a mom is such an honor. To be here to witness his life and all the milestones is truly the honor of a lifetime. I will never take motherhood for granted. It's a love like no other. Unexplainable, truly blissful, and perfect. I'm the happiest I've ever been, and my heart is so full. That's so sweet. I love that. I always knew that Emily and Haley would both be such good moms. They are.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
They're full of love and emotion and affection.
They sure are. We're speaking of affection or lack thereof. Victoria Fuller breaks silence about split from Greg. Breakups are never easy, she says.
So she kind of ignored the fact that they broke up on social media for a few weeks. He was the one that kind of came out and talked about it a little bit earlier, I think on Jason's podcast. And she confirmed the split on her side by saying, hi, not really sure where to start here, but I haven't felt up to talking about my breakup. To put it bluntly, breakups are never easy, and especially when it's so public. I absolutely love sharing my life with you guys, but some moments are meant to be private. We are all going through something, so just a reminder to be kind. Everyone handles breakups differently, and I'm choosing to process mine in peace. Thank you to the people who have reached out and been supportive. She ended the post by saying that she wishes Greg nothing but the best and can't wait to see where life takes them both.
Is it weird, Ashley, for me to have a hard time imagining them not together now? Like, it felt like it was so meant to be, and it did feel like they made so much sense together that, you know, there's some breakups that are hard for me to, like, kind of move past. And I know we're going to get into the longevity of a breakup story here, but, like, Caitlin and Sean, for example, was one where I was like, it still in my mind at times pops in that they're, like, it's hard for me to imagine them not together. Victoria and Greg kind of sit in that same space.
I can feel you on that. Yeah. They definitely seem to have some powerful chemistry. And I felt them together. But I also knew that, like, they had their ups and downs, right? There was always breakup.
It was going
rumors.
To be. Yeah, I mean, they're passionate people. So.
Yeah, right. There's going to be a little turbulence in the relationship. And there had been times where they had gone without posting and people were speculating, and then they would end up posting like a month or so later. So, I mean, I'm not 100% shocked, but I completely agree. I will probably always associate them together.
Yeah, so much more than Victoria Fuller and Chris Soules.
Yeah, which I forgot about until they were in the same room together.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, I introduced the two of them kind of knowing that they had dated, but just for fun.
You mean, yeah, as for giggles.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas, or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all-new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested Kids SPF 50.
That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people, or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Tia Booth gets candid about struggling with mental health and taking a social media break.
Yeah, I watched all of Tia's content about her social media break. I was quite intrigued by it. I understand what she was talking about a lot in there. It's hard. It's also
like she and I both acknowledge it's like we have the greatest jobs in the world as influencers, being able to work from home and just all the opportunities. And it's just, it's great. But it also is hard when your job is to be on social media, which everybody knows is often not the best thing for your mental health. And there's a lot of comparison, and there's a lot of just like a competition, and when is this going to be over? And I need to take advantage of everything that comes at me. So she just was talking about that and said that she really needed to take a break, even though it was just 3 days. Even she said that she wanted to take a break. Ideally, she talked with her husband about possibly taking like a week or so to like go to like a retreat and like really like turn in her phone. But she said that a lot of this started when she lost her dad. She started feeling disconnected to herself, and she just feels like lately it's been building up more and more. She's back on social media, but she is just trying to navigate it now in a little bit of a different way, so it's not all consuming in her life.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like recently put, this is just like a little tip for anybody out there who feels like they are on Instagram too much, and just like whenever they grab their phone before they, without even thinking, you click the app. If you move the app over a couple pages so it's not right there on your home screen, it does help a lot.
There's a few things that my wife has taught me. One is she sets a timer on her phone so she cannot get into certain apps after a certain point in time during the day. And it also is a setup that she has where if she spent more than a few hours or an hour, I think, on an app, it no longer allows her to get in for that day. And so she set that up. Yeah. And then also for me, and she taught me this, it is, and it's a great habit. When I wake up in the morning, I don't like check social media or get on social media until after like my breakfast and coffee and workout. It's not a thing that I look at until probably 9:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. So I'm not starting my day with it. Ashley, just a quick note for anybody listening, struggling like Tia is, and we feel for her because it is a thing that so many are struggling with. This last week I was able to be in Maine speaking at an event, an HR event for SHRM. And a very interesting discussion popped up while I was there about the difference between, you know, anxiety is such a thing that people are struggling with right now, anxiety and depression and feeling disconnected. Very interesting conversation came up the thing we're not discussing within that is the envy of that. Is sometimes we're calling it anxiety when we're actually struggling with envy, which is, you know, you confront envy and you treat envy and you kind of handle envy in such a different way than you would maybe anxiety, because it, you know, with anxiety, you, you know, kind of need to decompress. You need to understand where your thoughts are at. You also need something uplifting maybe in your life to kind of help, you know, show you the truth of where you're at. With envy, that chase of getting something uplifting oftentimes leads to you seeing more stuff that will make you feel down and kind of make you feel like you're not doing enough. So just an interesting thing. If you're out there and you're feeling disconnected and you're struggling, envy is a very, or anxiety is a very real thing, but also maybe ask yourself if you're struggling with envy. And I know I struggle with it a lot. And what you do in those situations and how you should confront if you are struggling with envy.
Tia was also talking about how she gets basically dopamine hits by the reactions that she gets on social media.
Sure.
And I totally can relate.
Yeah. Raven Gates gets emotional about figuring out new body postpartum and celebrates new moms for Mother's Day.
Aw. Well, Raven was so sweet. She was on Instagram and she was in a store, and she wasn't on Instagram in the store. She was in the store and she got in her car and she explained how this whole story went down. She saw a mom who was like struggling with, you know, a baby, not struggling, but, you know, like shopping with a baby. And that's an adjustment in general. And she just said that there was something about watching this mom that really struck a chord. And she was just thinking about the multitasking that comes with being a mom and the fact that, like, you know, this mom is trying on clothes for the first time with her new body. and she just felt for her. It wasn't like there was like not like a real story to it. She just kind of got on Instagram and was like, you know, I saw this mom and like I could relate to her, and I just had a lot of emotion for her. And I was thinking about all the moms out there that are in similar places, because it's just such an adjustment period. So just saying that, like, I see you. And then she also posted a poll about like whether moms feel lonely, and the majority of moms do feel lonely. So
do you relate with that? Do you feel lonely as
totally,
a mother?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, it's different. It's when you're home alone and you're not a mom, you like figure out things to do, right? You're like, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. And then like you're like, I'm gonna watch TV, I'm gonna zone out, I'm gonna do things for myself. But when you're home alone as a mom, it just has a different feeling. And I cannot put it into words why, but that's when you feel most lonely. And then sometimes you're overly careful, even talking to like the other people in your lives that are moms, because then you get a little bit wrapped up in the comparison where you're like, oh, if your kid's doing that and my kid's not doing that, or it's like, can you relate to this thing that I'm going through, or you cannot. And there's a little insecurity around it. So sometimes, and then you also like are insecure because you're like, wait, shit, can I talk about anything other than being a mom anymore? Or yeah. Is it that when I'm with other moms, I just feel like the need to vent about being a mom because they understand?
Yeah. Catherine Lowe reveals biggest pet peeve about Sean Lowe, and his quote is, she secretly hates me.
Okay, this was hilarious. They did the most epic Instagram reel in which they pretend like they're eating cereal together at the counter, like 1 year into their relationship, and then 10 years into the relationship. And the first year she's like, oh, I didn't realize that you chew so loud. And then 10 years later, it's like, I'm going to stab you with that spoon. It is one of my biggest pet peeves with Jared. I think it's just like a woman. There's a thing for it, you know, of hating the sound of chewing. Caitlin Bristow has this thing. We can't call it a fear. It's just a elevated annoyance, and it's a real thing, and it's a turn off, and it's led to a lot of the times of me being like, can you just please turn up the TV, or I should just get out of this room. It's really not that big of a deal, but it is a big deal because it's so annoying.
I love it.
My mom has the same thing with my dad. Do you have a similar situation in your life?
No, not yet. I mean, I think
Jess has never said you're chewing too loud.
No, breathing heavy. Yes. Chewing too loud.
Oh, okay. No. Similar.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the deal though. We travel so much. I'm gone so much that I think when I am here, she doesn't care what I'm doing as long as I'm home.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah. We're still in that phase.
Just said this. It's called misophonia. Okay, so you're triggered by sounds typically originating in the facial activity area, most famously the sound of chewing. Misophonia can be experienced so severely that it can affect relationships and prevent sufferers from engaging in social situations. I'm not there. And it's the fury caused by the sound.
Okay. You guys are going to make me insecure anytime we hang out now. Hey, that's all the headlines we have for you today. We'll be back, obviously, next week with so much talking about the Golden Bachelorette, this upcoming Bachelorette season. We'll have more interviews coming out. Also, stay tuned for Almost Good Advice. A really great episode is coming. We got some great questions from you all. So until next time, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley, and we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.